Alright, Siman Tov Resh Nun Vav, finishing up, says the Rama Vadavka Mitzas Aseh. Only for Mitzas Aseh you have to give up only a fifth of Alos Aseh, but in order to avoid violating Alos Aseh, Yitin Kol Mamono Kodem Shiyavar, you have to be willing to give up all your money in order to not violate a Mitzah D'Oraisa. Mishnah Berurah says, and even if this require you to have to go beg, we cannot allow you to violate a Sirei Torah in order to avoid having to go beg. And this is even a stam lo saseh, and for sure, if it's something that has a chi of krisis or something like that, then for sure you'd have to give up all your money in order to not violate Shabbos or anything like that. Are you mechuyev to give up all your money in order to save your friend from violating, in order to save yourself from violating Yisra Darabanan? That the Prima Gadim isn't sure about. Pischei Tshuva brings from the Chavos Yair, who says that even to avoid violating Darabanan, you'd have to give up all your money. And he brings in the name of the Radvaz, who says the reason is that since when you are over on the Lo Saseh of Lo Saser by violating a Darabanan, so that's why you'd have to give up all your money. The Ber Gra says the same thing as well. Chavetz Chaim also says that even in a Durabanan, you'd have to give up all your money in order to avoid. Siman Tov Resh Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, Katan Hayodel Nanea Lulav Kedino, a child who is knowledgeable enough to know how to shake the lulav appropriately, meaning in all the different directions. Aviv Chayav Liknos La Lulav Kedei L'Chachov Mitzvos, now the father is obligated to purchase him a lulav in order to fulfill that mitzvah because of the din chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he doesn't know how, even if he's 6 years old, so the father is not obligated, because it doesn't work that way. It's not just specific age. It's rather each time a child knows how to do a specific mitzvah, so now you're chayiv in teaching him how to do the mitzvah. As we brought earlier in Siman Ayin of Kam Vav, and Siman Reish Samach Tes of Kan Aleph, that the age of chinuch is around 6 or 7 years old, but it was explained already by the Mishnah Berurah that it's not a general rule necessarily. It depends on each mitzvah. Why do we say that he has to know how to shake the lulav if it's not really ma'akev in the fulfillment of the mitzvah? You fulfill the mitzvah just by picking it up. So the Bikur Yaakov says that as long as you're of that age where you are not able to do that which Chazal said, so then there's no chiv of chinuch. So since Chazal said you have to shake it even if it's not ma'akev the mitzvah, still we want you to do the mitzvahs appropriately, train the child to do a mitzvah appropriately so that he'll be able to do it correctly once he is of the appropriate age of the chiv of mitzvahs. This is the general approach of many of the poskim, that you have to teach the child to do the mitzvah in the appropriate manner. That is the chiyuv of chinuch, and that's why the Ber Halacha says that, of course, the adal minim that you give him would have to be kosher also, because in order to be mechanech a child, it has to be in the kosher fashion. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maharshal, who says that you don't actually have to buy a lulav for the child himself. Rather, after the father uses the lulav, he's able to give it to the child to use and make a brach on. And that's what the Tosfos and Erchin say also, that a child can use the father's lulav. Itter sounds like that also. Others say that if you're able to buy it, so then it's better for you to give it to for your child to have his own lulav, so that he can actually use it during the challah with the tzibur while you are using yours, as this is a better fashion to fulfill the mitzvah. The other challah that comes up in terms of giving the child the lulav, if you're not going to buy the child his own lulav, is in Chutz La'aretz, where we have 2 days of yontif. So the Prima Gadim says you actually have to buy the child his own lulav, because since a child is able to be kona a lulav, kona something, but he can't be makna, as we're going to see in Tov Resh Nun Ches shortly. So then on the first day, you give it to the child to use. He was now kona the lulav from his father. Now he can't give it back to the father, and the father's not going to be able to use his own lulav on the second day of Yontif, when we require shalom in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't require shalom on the first day, shalachem on the first day. So then it wouldn't be a problem. But in Chutz La'aretz, it would be a problem on the second day. So Rav Moshe says, that's the language of chayiv in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's talking about the B'nai Chutz La'aretz are chayiv to purchase a lulav specifically for their child in order to avoid this problem. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch explain it? Says Rav Moshe, because after your yotzei with the lulav, you can give it to the child as a matana. It's just that if someone is able to purchase it, so then even Eretz Yisrael, it's better to, as the Mishnah Berurah explained, for him to be able to use it during Hallel at the same time as a father using it during Hallel. Why aren't we nohig to purchase a lulav for the child? So Rav Moshe says, because we rely on those opinions that say that you can be yotzei chovas chinuch even with a borrowed lulav. So we're giving it to the child to borrow, they're not actually being machnet to the child in Chutz La'aretz, which would cause problems. And he says, maybe it's only machmas adochak we do this, because otherwise what's going to happen if you have a bunch of children? It's going to be crazy to buy so many lulavim and asrogim for the children. But this is what Rav Moshe says. If there are a lot of lulavim and asrogim available for cheap, so then the Aruch HaShulchan says, for sure you should buy for each of your children. because it's difficult to be machne, etc., and all the issues that we raise. And that's what Rav Moshe says also, that in our areas where there's so many lulavim and esrogim that you could get for cheap, so then you should be machne to purchase it for your child, so that you could fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch. If you have a bunch of kids and you're not able to do it, so then you could be salmich on the opinion of just giving it to the child as a matana, to use as a shaul, to borrow it, and that would be fine. What is the halacha when it comes to a lulav shawl, since we said that it has to be a kosher lulav and esrog for the child? So the Mishnah Berurah later on says that there are some achronim who say that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch even on the first day with it, because you are training him to do the mitzvah. And it's only on the etzem mitzvah, not on the prate mitzvah, that is the problem. Same thing with hiddur mitzvah. The Berlacha says later on that the father isn't obligated to be mechanech his son in hiddur mitzvah, because it's just in the etzem mitzvah, not in the prate mitzvah. And according to this opinion, the Shevet Levi says that we don't understand how the father would be able to be kona the lula for his child, even if the son can't be a kona it. Because if you give a present to a katan that is samachan shulchano, so then it's like it's the father's. So how would the child be able to be kone it? So the answer is that these dinim are not actually ma'akev in the mitzvah of chinuch, because Chazal said the chiy of chinuch is just in the kiyum hatzura hachitzonis shel mitzvah, but not in the prate ha-mitzvah. And this applies in many different aspects of the mitzvah of chinuch and many different mitzvahs. What areas do we say you require that it fulfill all the different dinim, and what areas do we say it does not?